For KBIA News, I'm Brady Finn. Police have arrested five people in Ferguson after protests intensified between late last night and early this morning. Missouri Highway Patrol Captain Ron Johnson said it wasn't clear if a fire at a makeshift memorial for Michael Brown led to more violence. Johnson says officers saw gunfire from the protesters, but that no one was struck. He says two officers were hurt, including one hit with a rock below the eye. Johnson also says windows were smashed at a beauty shop and looters tried to steal a cash register. Fire officials say a small fire outside a custard shop appeared to be intentionally set. Darren Wilson is the name of the Ferguson police officer who shot Michael Brown on August 9th, sparking a rift within the community that is still evident today. St. Louis County prosecuting attorney Robert McCulloch says the grand jury deciding whether to charge Wilson will work until at least late October or mid-November. McCulloch said Wednesday on a KTRS radio talk show that the grand jury might need to work beyond November to decide the fate of Officer Wilson. McCulloch says the grand jury is hearing evidence from more witnesses than normally would be called due to the prominence of the case. The grand jury, which was seated in May, was originally set to end by September 10th, but its term was extended until January 7th. All lanes of Interstate 70 were shut down for about 30 minutes on Wednesday. A suicidal woman was standing on the outside of the fenced area on the Providence Road overpass, obstructing traffic. Captain Lisa Todd with the Columbia Fire Department was on the scene to help direct traffic. She says fire crews were there for about 15 to 20 minutes. Columbia Police Department's Public Information Officer Letitia Strower says officers opened the lanes again around 11:47 a.m. after two Columbia officers were able to talk the woman off the bridge. Strower says the woman went with police to a local hospital. The Southern Boone Area YMCA is looking to expand their accessibility to the Ashland community in the near future. President of the Southern Boone YMCA Advisory Board, Lana Trammell, says over the past couple years, the people of Ashland have continually expressed interest in having a YMCA built near them. Trammell says the board's deadline to have pledged all the money is November 1st, and they are currently only one-fourth of the way to their $500,000 goal. The board has a YMCA Pledge Day scheduled for next Wednesday, October 1st, at the City of Ashland Commerce Bank from 2 to 7 p.m. Trammell says they are trying to create a buzz about the YMCA and they are asking people to step up and start making pledges. She says the community is growing and they need to grow the facilities to accommodate their residents. Trammell expects to have a temporary program up and running by the first of next year if they reach their November 1st goal. Eight same-sex Missouri couples will head to court in Kansas City on Thursday for the first day of a case seeking recognition of their marriages. The couples were all married out of state, but their relationships aren't legal in Missouri due to a constitutional amendment defining marriage as between a man and a woman. The lawsuit by the American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri is challenging the amendment. ACLU Executive Director Jeffrey Mittman says while the judiciary needs to be independent, he hopes recent federal rulings will make a difference in this state case.
When judge after judge looks at the legal arguments and all come down in essentially the same way, which is, as Americans, we treat everyone fairly. We do not discriminate against people and exclude them from our governmental and civil society.
The Attorney General's office, which is defending the state, does not comment on pending litigation. An increase in school shootings nationwide has led the Columbia School District to increase security measures. Since the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, there have been 70 more school shootings. Taking this into consideration, the district decided in the past year to increase security systems throughout the district. Columbia School District spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says the decision to improve security was based on annual district meetings. The new security improvements include new security cameras and upgraded alarm systems at both Rockbridge and Columbia Hickman High Schools. Emergency radios have also been placed in every building inside the district. Enrollment at Southeast Missouri State University has topped 12,000 for the first time, making this the 20th year of consecutive enrollment growth for the university. For KBIA News, I'm Brady Finn.